The pre-game interview.
We're lucky enough to be joined by somebody that's a little bit familiar to those of us in the hoops, but now doing a little bit of stuff in the media. 31 games and 21 goals here at the Cats. She was the Cats' leading goal kicker until Chloe Shear came along all time, and then Chloe just went and blew her out of the water. Phoebe McWilliams, good evening to you.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Good to see you again. You're here with a media lanyard around your neck these days.
I am. So I'm no longer playing. I'm in the media, and I'm working for the AFL writing match reports. So pretty busy at the moment.
Every day.
You did a bit of work in the media department at the Cats when you were working here as well, so it's all a space you've always been interested in.
Yeah, so I studied media at university, and then, yeah, I used to work in communications, and then, yeah, with the Cats, and then now with the AFL. It's really good.
Well, I don't have any media training, so I'm not sure what I'm doing here. Are you loving it?
I am. It's really good. Like, every time I come to a game, I see somebody that I know I used to play footy with. Or
Helps when we've played for three different clubs.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a reunion every time I come to a game. It's like, who am I going to see tonight? Oh, Rocky.
Yep, there you go. Ex-Cat.
Yeah.
What have you made of season so far? And I want your thoughts on the compressed fixture. We're seeing the best players out injured at the moment. Tonight the Cats lose Amy McDonald. Kate Sermon's obviously a different one, but it'd be interesting to know whether the Cats put Amy's hamstring down to the workload that the players have been put through.
Oh, I think the S&C would be really on top of, you know, their loads during those compressed weeks. So I don't know if it would be due to that, but I don't know. It would be hard, particularly for older players.
Yeah, well, Carney's injured herself for the first time in her career, so it might have something. Maybe it could be age there, but it's definitely seems to be a pretty common thing that every day the injury reports seem to be getting longer and longer.
Yeah, I mean, I think it has its positives and its negatives. Like, we wanted more games, so you are getting that extra game. But, yeah, they've made it 3 games in 2 weeks, which I don't think is ideal.
Yep.
As a fan, I like it because it's just footy on all the time.
Yeah.
But if I'm looking back to being a player, and we did the condensed fixture at the Bulldogs when we all got COVID, it's rough. It's so rough. Didn't like it at all.
You picked up a lot of captains.
Oh, yeah. Like, big-name players that probably are on top of their, you know, they're not working full-time like the rest of us, but they are on top of all that stuff. And I think, how many captains have we got now? We've got a lot.
Yeah.
Like
Bonnie
Chloe Carney.
Carney's never injured. She's like...
I think she's missed one game
since
AFLW started before this
and
injury.
And Ellie Blackburn, vice-captain now, but she
hasn't... Brennan missed on the weekend.
Yeah. Ellie had never missed a game up until now, and she's done a Liz Frank injury, which, is pretty uncommon. So
there has been a lot of injuries, and I saw Montana...
Ham?
No, is she there as well? The ruck from
What's
Sydney.
What's her name? Ellie Morford.
Ellie Morford. So she had hot spots, and then has now fractured her foot.
Yeah.
So, it's big name players as well as, there's just a lot. Melbourne are, I think they're 11 injuries. So, was it 4 teams now that are up to supplementary lists? So, it's never been like that before. So, that might have something to do with it. But we are not S&Cs and managing anyone's load, are we?
I saw Melbourne's list on the way down and it nearly didn't fit on the Instagram post. So many.
We were talking to Steve Hocking before about last Thursday night's clash. You've a pioneer of AFLW and you were playing prior to the competition being formed. You were here. Is that the best AFLW game you've seen?
Yeah, it is. I was watching that and I was thinking, geez, this is really exciting and good to watch. This is good footy. The way that Hawthorn wanted to use width and uncontested ball and controlled the tempo in the back half, I just thought... We haven't really seen that. We've seen clubs try to do that but miss targets or make fundamental errors. But Hawthorn last week, they were just...
The execution was really well done.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of Instagram posts saying best game of AFLW I've seen, and I tend to agree.
Absolutely. So what does tonight involve? You just taking notes and then bashing out something and then going to talk to the two coaches?
Yeah, it's that easy.
Oh, sign me up.
Sorry,
yeah,
I've made that sound easier. Yeah. It's not that easy because you can be writing a note, yeah. having covered games as just a journalist, not a broadcaster. You're writing a note and you miss something, and next thing you're turning to the person next to you, what did I miss?
Replay is what we need.
It's actually quite hard because you need to send in like your first draft 10 minutes after the final siren goes. So you need to be writing it flat out during the game, and then, yeah, when the siren goes, like if it's a close game, you need to summarise the game in that 10 minutes. So it's fun.
See you over there with your head down typing away very quickly.
There's an art to it.
Yeah, it is. I'm getting better at it. At the start, I was like, what am I doing? I've got no idea.
I saw you on the ground at Marvel Stadium doing some stuff cricket-wise as well.
Oh, yeah. I was working at Cricket Victoria doing their marketing. So that was interesting. I didn't realise cricket is such a complicated game. There's so much to it.
So it's a simple game made complicated by people.
Maybe, but I was trying to learn all the terminology, and I was like,
back to footy I go.
Return to footy.
Hey, you looked in your element out there. I think it was a Renegades home game.
Yeah, that's right. I was doing an Instagram post for.
And I might have been high up in the stands going, Phoebe, get off your phone.
It's my job, Kitty.
No, you've done well. Great to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Like Rocky, you were a fan favourite down here, but obviously finished at Carlton. Do you miss it, the playing side of it?
Well, I actually went back to local footy this year.
Who did you play with?
I played for the Yarraville Eagles. we
nice.
Didn't make finals. It's in the Western region. It was a lot of fun. It was great to be back in like a team environment. I think the standard was a little bit different.
Just a tag.
Kidding.
But yeah, I'm hoping to keep playing for a little bit longer. We'll see how we go, and then I'll go to cricket.
That's right. You could get called back up tomorrow. Luke got called back up. You never know.
If you don't make yourself available, Phoebs, you'll never know what could happen.
All right, I might tell Dan Lowther in the press conference that I'm available.
By the way, I'm fit. I'm ready to go.
Can go in the ruck if you need.
If you need a key forward.
No, I think they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, no, their forward line's all right.
Chloe Shear, do you reckon we'll see her this year?
You always worry about those foot injuries. I had a foot injury in my last few years, and they just take forever, and they're really difficult to get right. So I think it's her toe. I hope so, because I love watching Chloe Shear play, and I like what she brings to this forward line too. She's a bit of a leader down there. So, yeah, fingers crossed, because I think her next game is a milestone.
It's her 50th.
Yeah, yep. So, yeah, hope.
Please, come on.
I hope so.
Have you seen a more talented athlete than Ash Maloney?
I've never seen an athlete like Ash Maloney. I said this in my match report last week. You can read it at afl.com.
good plug.
Well played.
She makes the impossible possible. That goal that she kicked on the boundary, she nearly kicked it over her head. I thought that was amazing, and I thought there's not many people that you
those
could,
Irish girls.
Could do that. Yeah, so love watching her play.
Phoebs, good to see you.
You too.
Appreciate you dropping by. Will you be here for the next couple of home games? Do you know your roster in advance?
Probably. I'll have a look.
Them all, so yes.
You are more than welcome any time to poke your head in and have a chat. It's great to catch up with you. We did enjoy you watching around in, 23?
Yes. And Brodie O'Rourke's 23 tonight.
Brodie O'Rourke's going to wear it on debut.
Yep.
Which is a great story in itself.
Yeah.
Nobody knew who Ray O'Rourke was. He's the most famous two-game player of all time in the AFL as his daughter makes her debut. Good to see you, Phoebs. We've got to take a break, and we'll catch you soon.
Yep.
AFL.com.au. Best match report. You'll find it with Phoebe McWilliams.
The pre-game interview.